From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The former head of the International Monetary Fund was released on bail today from New York's Rikers Island jail. Dominique Strauss-Kahn resigned his position at the IMF following his arrest on sexual assault charges.
John Lipsky is the acting managing director of the International Monetary Fund. He's an American economist who's worked for investment banks, but for many years at the fund, where he rose to the number two job. And now the resignation of Dominique Strauss-Kahn makes him the interim boss. Welcome to the program. I don't know if congratulations are in order, but congratulations.
Thank you.
Dominique Strauss-Kahn was widely praised for reinvigorating the International Monetary Fund. How much damage has his abrupt resignation and the scandal done to the IMF?
Well, of course, we're all shocked and saddened by these circumstances and these turn of events. But this is an organization of 2,400 people. It has some of the most talented economists in the world, some extremely experienced and dedicated international civil servants focused on their job while we await the naming of a new managing director.
By tradition, the managing director of the International Monetary Fund is a European. As far as you're concerned, is that tradition intact? Is it necessary, given how central Europe is at the moment to the concerns of the IMF? What would you say?
Well, first, there's agreement among the membership on a selection process should be open, transparent, and merit-based. To my mind, open means no one excluded, everyone potentially included. We're hopeful that an open and transparent process will produce the best candidate with the full support of the membership.
You mentioned the shock with which the news of Dominique Strauss-Kahn's arrest was received at the fund. And I don't want to pursue anything about the allegations against him with you. But it is a matter of public record that not too long ago, the fund reprimanded the managing director for an affair with an IMF staffer, but allowed him to stay on. The ethics standards at the IMF did not prohibit a romance between supervisors and subordinates. Is there any self-examination going on right now at the fund about its standards of ethics and behavior among the staff?
Let me make two clarifying points, if you will. One is there is a very clear code of conduct for staff and a very clear mechanism for ensuring compliance. And for the managing director, there is a process run by the executive board. So the decisions regarding the managing director with regard to ethical issues was taken by the executive board. With regard to the staff, there are very clear standards that are absolutely meet the relevant best practice. And what you said is not exactly correct. Of course, in a large organization, it's only realistic to expect the possibility of romantic relationships that have developed between staff members. But where there is a potential for conflict of interest, such as you described, a reporting relationship, it is incumbent for that relationship to be reported and the potential conflicts resolved. So the idea that somehow it's okay for a relationship between a supervisor and subordinate to carry on is just absolutely not the case.
But is it inaccurate to say that the resolution of that particular case involving Mr. Strauss-Kahn himself, that in the end it was a reprimand, but as for his continuing at work, it was okay? It was decided to be not fatal.
Oh, I don't think it was decided as okay. It was
he kept his job, a serious
breach of judgment. But again, this was a decision of the executive board with regard to staff members. The standards are clear that these potential conflicts have got to be resolved.
Well, John Lipsky, acting managing director of the International Monetary Fund, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.